you know, put it on what you want to happen. You know, like change, transformation, new space, new opening, new possibilities. You know, right in this moment, how can you create that in your physical body? Take a full breath in. Chaturanga. Taylor is amazing. Upward facing dog, breathe in. Downward dog. Okay, full breath in and let it out. Jump to the top. Let's flow. Halfway up, breathe in. Bow forward. Utkatasana. Forward fold. Halfway up. Chaturanga. Upward facing dog. Downward dog, root down to lift up, warrior one, right foot forward. Yeah, space for something different, look somewhere different. Chaturanga. Up dog, downward dog, left foot forward, warrior one. Root, rise, hug in to expand out. Chaturanga. Upward dog, downward dog, let it out. Jump forward, halfway lift, bow. Utkatasana. Forward fold, allow the heat to rise. Lift halfway. Chaturanga, the natural heat, created heat, up dog. Downward dog, warrior one, right foot forward. When we allow for things to rise, they pass quicker. Chaturanga, we don't get so stuck. Up dog, down dog, left foot forward, warrior one. We talk about flow. We have to jump into the river of flow instead of swimming upstream. Chaturanga. Up, down dog, jump forward. Halfway up, bow. Utkatasana. Forward fold. Halfway up. Chaturanga. Up dog, down dog, warrior one, right foot forward. Bigger, stronger than before, rise up. Chaturanga. Upward dog, down dog, left foot forward. Reach. Chaturanga. Upward dog, downward dog. Take your feet together, lift your right leg. And flip your dog. Yeah, let your head go back. Flip your dog over, let your head go back. Reach towards me like you're gonna give me a high five. Virtual high five. Whoop, 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 whoop. I see Heather's hand. I don't see your body, but I see your hand. I'm giving you a high five, Heather. Flip over, side plank, left hand down on your mat. Reach your right hand up. I think that's your right hand, is it? Yeah, left hand? I don't know. And then take it somewhere different. Take it somewhere that starts to cause something to, I don't know, like shake, quiver, get a little bit messy. And then tap right into your breathing where you find that you can actually be unmessable with. And it takes something. You have to put yourself in some uncomfortable situations, like all of us are. Like, we have to put ourselves into some discomfort in order to create space for something different. And then see how powerful we are with our own bodies, our own mind, our own spirit, in order for us to, like, get through. Take a full breath. Chaturanga. Up dog, down dog, lift your left leg up and flip. Now reach towards each other. Lean in towards each other. And then flip side plank, left hand down, right hand up. Spread your toes, lift your toes, Pull the baby toes up towards your face. Hug the outer shins in. And root down, rise up. Three more breaths. And even if you wobble, like, can you smile and laugh when you wobble? Like when I was screamed at my child several times this week, I'm like, okay, that happened. Let's create a new path forward after that. Forgive, grace, chaturanga. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Crescent lunge, right foot forward. And reach up. I was on a mission yesterday with my husband and my daughter to find this ball that my daughter wanted. So we went to one store, didn't have what she wanted. Went to another store, didn't have what she wanted. And then it ended with me putting her in her car seat, her scratching me in the face. And then I said, I'm walking home. That's what space looks like sometimes, is walking away. For a moment, for a day, bring your hands together at your heart and prayer twist over to the right side. So every opportunity, I said it at the beginning of this, was the present moment is the perfect teacher. So you're in this crescent twist. How do you create space for what you want to have happen be happening right here in your body? It's got to start there, and it starts to happen everywhere in our lives. Like, really. And it takes looking, not running away from, but looking. Yeah, the sensation, your right thigh as it rises, allow it to rise. And then get really connected to the foundation of your feet. Pull up into your pelvis. Twist more. Warrior two. Now reverse your warrior, breathe in. Half moon, launch yourself forward. Tent your right fingers on the ground. Get connected into the ball of your right foot and reach your left hand up. And get connected to the foundation. Lift up to create more space. Expand from the inside out. And then become unmessable with. Shift your eyes up towards the ceiling. Let it be wobbly. And allow for the wobbliness. Take a full inhale. Standing splits. Now either, two things. Either grab hold of your standing calf with both hands, or press your hands down into your mat and take a couple handstand hop-ups. Yeah, if you have the space, physical space in your place to do that. Otherwise, stay, work the hamstring. Yeah. Deep breathing. Yeah, what breath do you have available? What breath capacity right here, right now, do you have available to you? And then everybody inhale. Chaturanga. Up dog. Downward dog. Left foot forward. Crescent lunge. Yeah, and then just get present. Your feet. So what I'm present to right now is I'm practicing on a different mat than the mat that I normally practice on, because I've crisscrossed my mats. And this mat is slipperier. And my mind wants to create it as like, oh, I don't like the slipperiness, but can I just be in, like, okay, my feet are slippery. I can either be in it or I can change it. Like, I could change my mat, I could put a towel on my mat, I could do something different, or I could just be in it instead of fighting it. Hands in a prayer, twist over to the left side. Press your back hamstring up towards the ceiling to support the front of your thigh, your quadricep. Your leg bones and muscles are heavy because we have to walk on our feet, use our legs to get us places. And they can feel even more heavy when we spend a lot of time sitting indoors, not getting out. And then again, just like the being with what is. And when we don't like it, we start to change it. Warrior two. Reverse your warrior. Use your breath in to rise. Half moon, launch forward. Tent your left fingers. pull the belly to the spine. And from your, let's see, your left hip to your left armpit, make more space. Even if you have to walk your hand a little bit further forward underneath your shoulder. And then look up. Now look up. Take a full breath in. Standing splits. Grab hold of your standing leg and hug in. You can do it with one or both hands. Lift your top leg, spread your toes, lift your toes, or take some kick-ups. Yeah. Create lightness. It's not a finding lightness. Like we talk about finding time, we have to create it. One more breath. Chaturanga. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Huge inhale. And let it out. Top of your mat. Halfway up. Bow. Utkatasana. So sit low as you breathe and rise. And prayer twist over to the right side. Now what I've been loving in my practice lately is to have the arms open. I used to not like that. It used to cause me to create unease and like a dis-ease in my body, but like now it's not. And so you want to check, like, where can I find the practice, the hand posture that right here, right now can create more ease. And you might choose it might be challenging, and then you breathe and you bring in the sukha, the softness, to create more ease. Come back to chair. Breathe in. And for a twist to the left. And then again, you check. What's the hand position, arm position that can create some challenge? And then when the unease kind of starts to rise, it's like, where can you bring in ease? Breath. Putting our intention and attention on, again, what we want to have happen. Before it, be in the creation of it right here, right now. And bow forward. Fingers to toes, forward fold. So split your feet, grab your big toes. Drop down, let your head fold down. Plug your shoulders into your back. Lengthen the side of your body. Yeah, from your hips to your armpits, create more space. And then palms to toes, forward fold. I love what's happening on camera. The kids that are present are right up in the camera, like pointing to stuff and looking and getting curious and probably asking questions. Yeah, and it's like kids bring up this like ability to like, wow, where can I just flow? They're always flowing until they're not, and then they really let us know about it. And I think as adults, we start to suppress that stuff instead of allowing it to rise to the surface. Yeah, we gotta give ourselves that space. Crow pose. Okay, plant your hands. Shoulder distance, knees to your armpits. As high as they'll go on your arms, lift your feet, take flight. Yeah, pull your belly in. And spread your toes, Annie. And then look forward, inhale, big smiles. Chaturanga. Upward facing dog. Downward dog. Step your left foot forward into crescent lunge. So left foot forward first, reach up, and take eagle. So bring your back leg, your right leg around, right arm under. Press the forearms together, the palms together, the thighs together, belly to your spine. Root down to lift. And then unravel your leg, send it back, warrior three. with the eagle bind, so your arm's still bound, right leg behind you. Now unravel your arms and reach towards me. Deep breathing. As the sensations in your left leg rise, let them rise. If you wobble, let yourself wobble. And step back to crescent lunge. Open up to warrior two. And then straighten out your front leg. Trikonasana, triangle. And if you have a block or a water bottle, I couldn't tell with everybody, you can put it on the outside of your foot. Otherwise, what you want to do when you don't have a prop is take a longer stance. So from your front foot to back foot, create a lot of space. Tent your left fingers. Tuck your left butt cheek under and open. Deep breathing. Root down, create roots. Get grounded. And then one more breath in. Side facing wide leg forward fold. So turn your left toes to the right side of your mat. Drop your head down. Plug your hands into the mat. Pull your shoulders into your back. And belly to spine. And then lift halfway up. Namaste front facing forward fold. So turn to the top. Bring your hands into a reverse prayer. So the reverse prayer, up your back, just like that. And fold. Put a slight bend in your left leg. Chest to your thigh. Root down. Press your heels down towards the mat. Experience a stretch in your calves, your hamstrings, your legs, like really rooted into the foundation of your body. Twisting triangle, right hand down, reach your left hand up. Press your hips straight back. Open your chest. Maybe even lean back. Kind of color outside the lines a little bit. If you lean back, put some weight. Kind of fun if you put some weight into the pinky toe side of your left foot, you get a bigger IT band stretch. If you put more weight into the ball mound of your left toe, you get more of an access to center line. Kind of more rooted. Deep breath in. Chaturanga. Up dog. So good. Downward dog. Step your right foot forward, crescent. And then set your drishti. And wrap it up for eagle. Left arm over, left arm under, left leg over. Yeah, anchor yourself in your standing foot. Pull to the center line. And then unwrap your top leg. Keep the bind in your arms. And stretch your back foot, or press your back foot rather, away from your hands, belly to spine. And now warrior three, arms reach to me. You got this. Three, two, one. Back to crescent lunge. Warrior two. Reverse your warrior, straighten out your front leg. Big long stance between your feet. Triangle. So some of us may remember that pyramid of Maslow's hierarchy of needs from, I don't know, high school, psychology 101. I took psychology 101 at 8 a.m. on a Friday morning in college. Horrible, horrible. Those were during my beer bong days. I wasn't really present. But what I do remember, it's very similar to our chakras, is from our hips down, it's like really getting, this is like the root chakra here in our legs, hips, hamstrings. Side facing wide leg forward fold. And what I have to say about that is that you can take a bind, get into your shoulders a little bit and your chest, is that safety, security, all the things, our legs, our hips, can start to get affected there, can start to get stuck there if we don't allow for things to rise as they rise and fall away. And then namaste, front facing forward fold. Again, hands in the prayer of your back. Get access to what's happening in your wrists, your elbows, shoulders. Deep breathing. Twisting triangle, left hand to your mat. Yeah, it's come up to spider fingers. And so with that, it's like there's this kind of pressure down where we're like cupping. It's like this with our hand. And then you press into the mat, but then pull up through the palm, almost like a starfish would suction something on a rock. And yeah, like really get connected down into that. Press your feet into the mat. Yeah, play the edge. What happens when you lean back? What starts to get affected when you go into a little bit more freedom, a little bit more ease, maybe joy, kid-likeness, and letting things go so that flow can happen. Deep breath in. Chaturanga. Up dog. Downward dog. Come into a high push-up. And then take your feet super wide on your mat. And then look, actually right now, is I want you to look at your ankles. So you don't want your legs hanging low. You want to have your hips, higher than your ankles, but hug your quadriceps up, so the fronts of your thighs, so you can see your ankles. Belly to spine. And then without your hips dipping like side to side, lower down onto your forearms. Be there for a moment. Muscles to bones in your legs, biceps, triceps around your arm bones. And then back up without wiggling, up onto your hands. And then down onto the forearm, different forearm first. And back up on the hands. Allow the heat to rise. Down onto your forearms. Up onto your hands and down onto your forearms. So notice like for yourself, physically, what starts to become the weak link. For me, it's my shoulders. So that tells me I gotta put more energy into my legs lifting because that part of my body is stronger. Back up, back down, up. Breathing deep, down. High push up, low push up, up dog. Downward dog. Jump through to your backs, bridge pose. And lift your hips. Interlace your hands at your lower back. Press your knuckles away from your head. Root your heels down. Turn your inner ankles towards your body. And lower down to your back. All right, deep inhale. And exhale. Set your hands, go up to wheel. Yeah. Rise high above it all. Lift, breathe, move from the inside out. We all have that intuition. We all have that sense of center. We just have to tap into it to access it more. Lower down to your back. Inhale. Clearing breath out. And go up. Wheel. Rise. Rise to the occasion. Get your back, your spine plugged into your body. Nervous system alive. And lower. Clear the breath. Again, go up.
and down.
On your inhale, rise back up.
And on your exhale, come down.
Don't attach to how it goes, just be in the flow. Back up, inhale.
And down, exhale.
Back up, inhale.
And down, supta.
Baddha Konasana, where we started, feet together, knees apart. One hand on your heart, other hand on top.
Get connected to here, what's real.
And then take your hands, or your feet rather, straight up to the ceiling. Reach your hands back behind you. Now squeeze from the skin to the muscle to the bone in. Stretch your palms, stretch out the soles of your feet. Hug your legs together like you're making one leg. And then breathe in. And as you exhale, rock forward so that your feet just hover and your hands reach up. And then rock all the way back. Hands back, feet to the ceiling. And then do that again, rock, feet to a hover, hands up, and then rock back. And just keep doing that. Back, forth, build some fire, build some heat, a little more. Legs into one. Some people say you're only as strong as your core, and you're only as healthy as your spine is supple. So get into the core. Yeah, the heat. Three. You got this. Two. Vinyasa. Chaturanga. Up dog. Open your chest. You can like sway side to side, look left, look right. Downward dog. Right leg forward, half pigeon. Take your back foot as far back as it will go and then curl your back toes under so that you still have some presence of your back leg. It's not in Shavasana. Put your tension on your physical body. What's happening right here? And keep your right hand reaching, or actually rise up so that your right hand does reach towards me, and then weave your left arm underneath. So it's like a thread the needle. Come onto the outside of your left shoulder. And then you can either take your right hand, plant it in the palm of your left hand, and twist yourself. You want to keep your back toes curled. Push through your heel. Keep rolling your right outer hip down. Let your head drop to your mat. For me, it's like the outside of my right hip lights up. Ooh, it went out. Right when something starts to light up. And then come back to center. Double pigeon. Bring your left shin around to the front. Stack your ankle on the outside of your leg. Grab your butt cheeks, pull them out of the way, and fold. And to like, you can take your hands wherever. It's kind of nice if you take them wide, bend your elbows, press your shoulders into your back, shoulder blades down your back, and fold. Spread your toes. Rise up. Seated single leg extension. Bring your left foot inside of your right thigh. And fold over your right leg. Drop your head. I shared this the other day when I was teaching. Last week we were at the Global Summit. We were doing this pretty intense meditation, and I was noticing how heavy my head was just sitting. It's a long one, it's like 30 minutes. My head was heavy, my shoulders were heavy, like to the point where they were just like starting to get painful. And I had this realization, I was like, God, I spend so much time just like thinking, carrying weight, like the weight of, you know, life, the weight of the world, putting it all on my shoulders. And that's like where the dis-ease, like the non-sukha, shows up. For me, I'll notice it physically there and I have to do a check-in, like, wait, what am I doing to take care of myself? Half pigeon, left leg in front. And all of us have the signs. We have, sometimes it's like an outward something. Can be an outward response to someone. I shared with you as I yelled at some of my daughter a couple times. Or I noticed, I was like yesterday, just like, I need some space. Like I really need some space. Breathe in some air, take a walk, be outside. And we have those triggers. And if we don't listen to them, they start to manifest as like issues and injuries they can be in our bodies. And it takes something to tune in our listening to that so that we don't have that same path continue forward. Like we have to see something, do something different. Go ahead and thread the needle. Bring your right arm underneath. Keep your back toes tucked. And you can press the left palm into your right palm. Yeah. Push the palms. Spread your left toe as the front foot. Deep breathing. Rise up. Double pigeon, bring your right shin around. Fingers and fold. Integrate your shoulders. And that's like this practice that we teach, the five organizing principles of True North Alignment. Number four is total body integration. And then it leads into total body expression. So this integration of like from the foundation to the core, hugging in so that we can expand out. We hear it a lot as like, when I take care of myself, I'm able to take care of others. It's like really, truly, we have to give us that space. That's what it looks like the physical practice lived on our mat. And then, you know, like how do we let that be something that shows up off of our mat? Let it be and then create it. Seated single leg extension, left foot forward, right foot in. Bow. One of my favorite things that we got brought up last week when we were with the Baptiste Global community was Baron kept saying, he's like, you all are in this work because you're not quitters. And I have to remind myself of that like often. It hasn't so much happened with, you know, business even lately, but it's more like relationally. Sometimes I'm just like, I'm out. Like that's my natural way of doing things when I'm not connected and integrated in my center. And then all of a sudden I do something, I get a little time away, I do some work, I do some yoga, I go out for a walk, and then all of a sudden I'm like, why was I so mean to you? Why did I want to leave? Go ahead and rise up. Lie down on your back. And actually, since there's a lot of walls around you, you can take your legs up the wall. And what you want to do is you get your body as close, your hamstrings as close to the wall as you can. So put less strain on your hamstrings. And if you don't have the wall, then just in space. Part of the practice, this rejuvenation. When you think of the word rejuvenation, like juvenile, it's like youthfulness. So we invert to get more youthful, like physically. One of my girlfriends said that she's been home with her kids. This was 2 days ago. She's like, I've only been home with them for 2 days and I can see the roots of gray coming out. Yeah. Kids can cause that, and then we have to be the kid. And bring your knees into your chest. Just drop your legs over to the left side. Reach your right arm over to the right. Take a supine twist. And then come back to center and drop your knees over to the right. Reach your left arm out. Come to your backs, Shavasana, final rest. Take a deep breath. Stretch your arms overhead. Reach your feet away from your body. Kind of do a little wiggle to the side, wiggle to the other side. And roll over onto your right. And press up to a seat. Tall seat. Bring your hands together at your heart. And one with one ohm. Take a deep breath in. Thumbs to your forehead center. And together we bow to one another and say, Namaste.
Yeah, I see your flesh.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Yeah, we'll see you next time on the Zoom. Okay? Yeah. Love you too.